extending Bush tax cuts for the richest 2% of Americans. Tell us about this.
Hey, Tony. Well, this has to do with whether we will extend those tax cuts that were passed about 10 and 8 years ago. They're expiring. And the president and the Democrats, the Senate has passed a plan that would extend the tax cuts on the first $250,000. But the question is, do you extend it on those making more? And in Michigan, about 2% of taxpayers make more than that. Capturing that top 2% generates a lot of revenue that goes to important programs.
So, well, what do you think? Should the richest 2% of Americans get that tax cut?
Well, they absolutely should get the $250,000, but it should not be extended above that.
Why is that?
It's, you know, the point we're trying to make in this report is that people who have done well in America need to pay their fair share. It's very disproportionate. Let me read you some numbers from this report. Under the Republican plan that the U.S. House actually passed late yesterday, the wealthiest 2.1% of Michigan taxpayers, they get 36% of the total tax breaks, and their average tax cut is $31,500. The rest of the folks get far less than that.
What do you think people should pay tax-wise?
Well, we just want it to be fair. People who are very low income, many people don't understand this, but low-income people pay a disproportionate share of their income in taxes. That's because even if they don't pay income taxes, they pay all kind of other taxes, like rent, you know, property taxes through rent, sales tax, utility tax. So we just want a more even-handed tax code for working families and the middle class.
What's more fair?
Part of the discussion in Washington is whether to extend working family tax credits. The plan that passed, the plan that's supported by the Republicans, does not extend the working class tax credits. And the plan supported by the Senate and a similar one by the President do. So these are low-income working families. We're taking away... The Republicans would take away their credits, but give it to people who, like in Michigan, that group makes on average more than $600,000 a year. Who can afford it more, Tony?
Let's play devil's advocate here. I know some people who work sun up to sundown and sacrifice a lot. I would consider them wealthy, but I would also consider them working people in working families. What do you think?
Well, I think the group we're talking about is the very top end. These tax cuts would be extended on the first $250,000, but after that, it would they would go back to prior levels. And what happened in the Bush administration was they reduced the tax rate. I don't think that's going to take anything away from those families or lose incentives. We're talking about very wealthy people who have done well in America. America has given them that opportunity.
You know, we talk about this a lot, and it's almost a class warfare issue. And on the other side, if I'm still playing devil's advocate here, they will say, look, we sacrificed, we work hard, we did everything we could to put ourselves in a position, yet we're being penalized. And there are some people whose means aren't as good, and it's because of their own lack of whatever you want to call it. There are women, there are children, there are some families that are in those means. That's not due to their own, but there are a lot of people who could do better who don't.
Well, I I don't even know what to say to that. I think people work very hard and don't make any near that type of income, and it's not because they don't have motivation or want to feed their families or take care of their families. Some people just have more opportunity and luck, and they do use hard work, and, you know, God bless them. But this is just asking them to pay on a higher rate on that top income, and it affects 2% of our population. The money generated from that type of, just by that, if we don't pass the tax, the money generated is $68 billion a year. And in Michigan, that's enough to pay for all the highway planning, construction money we get, the federal money for K-12 education, the Head Start program, school breakfast program, safe drinking water, and meals for homebound seniors.
All right. Thanks, Judy. I've got to get to a hard break. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
You're listening to 1320 WILS.